Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Tempo, the official podcast of the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association. We are your hosts, Sav,
Mark,
and Tori.
First of all, thank you to Liz Duncan, Chair of the Communications Committee and the AABOD, for taking over the January episode to bring you the insights of the Winter Council meetings in Lexington, Kentucky. We are super excited to be at convention this summer, and today we're going to bring you a conversation with Brother David Duplessis. He was initiated into the Delta Alpha chapter at Langston University in the fall of 2020 and is now the president of the Delta Alpha Alumni Association. David, did we get all of that information correct? Is there anything that you'd like to add about yourself or your history in the fraternity?
Oh, history. Yeah. I'd just say, like, I'm happy to be here, happy to serve. I am grateful to be and honored to have the opportunity to speak and you guys reaching out. But yeah, KK Psi, National Band Fraternity, Langston University. It's been a journey.
Where are we finding you right now, David?
I'm currently in my office. I am currently a teacher at KIPP OKC Charter School in Oklahoma City. So came here to make sure I didn't have any outside noise going on. But I love education. I love youth. I love band. And I love other things as well. So I just keep those close to my heart. Those are the things that have guided me through life thus far. Something I hold on to and I love to give back and support.
What subject do you teach?
I'm a physical education teacher.
Oh, very cool.
I was about to say the brick wall brings back like memories, like in a way, you know what I mean? Like just
colored brick wall.
Yeah. Right on. Well, in this episode, we're going to be celebrating Black History Month with the Delta Alpha Alumni Association. And our conversation here with Brother Duplessis will explore the history of HBCU chapters, his perspective on legacy within the Black community, and the impact of music. We also wanted to issue a disclaimer that all of the historical information discussed here in the episode comes from the Kappa Kappa Psi timeline, which is accessible to all brothers. And we stand in solidarity with our brothers to honor this history and ensure that their legacy continues. Our first point, according to the KK Psi timeline, prior to World War II, the National Constitution stated that only white males could be members. And with many organizations, including the military, integrating after the war, the fraternity followed suit, and the language was changed in 1947. A decade later, in May 1957, the first chapters were established at historically Black universities. In May, the fraternity chartered the Delta Alpha chapter at Langston University and the Gamma Omega chapter at Texas Southern University. And today there are over 25 chapters at historically Black colleges and universities.
The Delta Alpha chapter was installed at Langston University on May 19th, 1957, making it the first Black chapter of Kappa Kappa Psi, according to the KK Psi timeline. We also want to note that the first Black president of Kappa Kappa Psi was a brother from the Delta Alpha chapter, Dr. Lemuel Berry Jr. He was elected national president at the 32nd Biennial Convention at Texas Tech University in 1983. During his term as president and vice president, 15 new colonies, now called petitioning groups, were formed while 7 chapters were inducted. Dr. Berry also directed the National Trust Fund Drive, initiated the first campus visitation program, produced the first Kappa Kappa Psi commissioned band composition directory, and a fundraising brochure.
Lastly, Delta Alpha is home to the Marching Pride Band, the Golden Feline Dancers, and the Flash of Fire Flag Line. This ensemble is among the top 10 HBCU Division II bands, and this band has earned a reputation for excellence with performances on national stages such as the Pepsi National Battle of the Bands, the Honda Battle of the Bands, and multiple NBA halftime shows. In addition to thrilling crowds across the country, the Marching Pride has shared the stage with nationally recognized recording artists and Grammy Award-winning performers, including David Hollister and Lizzo, showcasing the band's versatility and high level of artistry.
On that note, David, is there anything you wanted to add on, like, some of that history or anything that you've learned that you'd like to share too?
Oh, well, I would just say with Langston University being the only HBCU in Oklahoma, it's a sense of pride, a sense of culture, a sense of community. And going to Langston University has been one of the pinnacle points of my lifetime. As we say at Langston, the passport to the world. Showed us many, many things that I probably wouldn't have received any elsewhere. And I'm overly grateful for my experience at Langston University. And also through the Langston University Marching Pride Band.
What are some, were there any like super cool performances that you got to be a part of personally?
Let's see. I will say one of my highlights during my time in the band, it was during the time they came out with an Xbox game. It was like an HBCU football NCAA game type deal. And we actually got to become part of a recording. The bands playing in the background, and with me being in the drumline section, also known as Dean, got playing tenor drum. I was excited to be part of that experience. Although my face wasn't highlighted, just knowingly personally that I was part of that makes it all wonderful and just something I can always share.
That's super cool.
I remember hearing about that too. David, did you share what years you were active or what years you were in college?
So I got to college in 2008, marched in the band between 2008 and 2011, and kind of graduated, went from there, came back, supported, and been a high supporter of the band ever since.
Right on. Not the oldest one here. Let's go.
We like to tease Mark about that all the
Well, now that we're on the topic of you and your experience, do you want to tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey into Kappa Kappa Psi? Like what drew you to the Delta Alpha chapter?
Well, it's kind of like a backstory. I actually started in high school here in Oklahoma City at Frederick A. Douglass High School. With me being part of the percussion session, I had a mentor who's Anthony Clay, who was our previous chapter president for the Alumni Association. He would come back and be a mentor, things like that. Unknowingly, he was a part of KKSI. And, he seen me go through high school, been a mentor through me in high school. When I got to college, started marching in the band there. Unknowingly, once again, he was a member and didn't even know anything about a Kappa Kappa Psi, right? Other than the movie Drumline. And then it was like cool. I was like, I want to be part of this. I like this. I like the intensity. I love the culture and things like that. And so with that, getting to know the bandsmen, the current bandsmen of Langston University March Pride Band, and learning more about fraternity life, it was just a gravitating experience. Like the atmosphere, a chance to contribute to how they were contributing to the band and being the leaders of the band. I think that was like the greatest honor of the band. It was like, man, I see people of the band and this culture of the band, but there was people who are a little bit higher that was being the exemplar of what it's like to be a bandsman, a musician. What is that extra time? What are the needs for the band? And being able to close those gaps. And I just thought that was like the coolest thing ever. And as time went by, I found out about Mr. Anthony Clay. And I was just like, oh, wow. Like, he's one of a member of Kappa Kappa. I'm like, this is awesome. And it was like, as people are getting to know me, and it's like, I'm seeing older people that my older brother hung around, coming to find out they were Kappa Kappa Psi too. I'm like, why is this mystery just like coming out of nowhere, right? But again, it was just like having that desire and love for music that everybody had, because that's the part of the band, right? To have people like interest in the same mission. And then the experience of learning more about leadership, a different skill set, and just going into manhood. It was just an awesome thing to have the different generations, having the organization leading the way, how they conducted business, how they carried themselves, and people I could call on. And it was just about being a better man within a certain organization, which is Kappa Kappa Psi, but then also serving on top of that for the band. And it was like a twofold type deal. So I was like, one day. And when that day came, I took that step.
Right on. I love that. I love how we all we share those same feelings too, because we get drawn in by someone we know or something that just sparks an interest in us. That's why I love that story. With that thought process too, to you personally, and you touched on it earlier, what does it mean being a member of an HBCU chapter of Kappa Kappa Psi?
Being part of the HBC member is one thing, is just having the opportunity to have a community of like interests. Langston University was my first choice, only because that's why I just was so prideful. I knew about other HBCUs, but it was something that wasn't too far from home, but far enough to, you know, find out who I was and explore life. And I put emphasis around that, right? College life. And it was just very, very meaningful once I found out and learned about the rich history of the Delta Alpha chapter. Like, knowingly that headquarters is 20 minutes away in Stillwater. And then in 1957, we had the first black chapter, which is Delta Alpha. And it just represents a connection to my culture, to my heritage, and also to the community. It just allows me to engage in my own network of brothers and who understand the unique challenges that others have went through, and just continue to work on that triumph of the HBC life. Just lifting up each other and ensuring that we just continue to our contribution to music and service, and how we just recognize and celebrate the HBCU life of Kappa Kappa Psi and the fraternity as a whole.
What do you think is the most important aspect of HBCU bands and their impact on the broader band world?
I believe that most important aspect of HBCU bands is their role as a cultural ambassador. And by saying that, it's like HBCU brings a distinctive style, a distinctive energy that influenced not only just the collegiate programs, but the entire band world, right? If you think about it, we have a lot of different programs at different HBCUs, but one thing that will forever bring the biggest crowd other than football is the band. People enjoy the band. We're performers for halftime. So it's just that. It's just our way of showcasing our rich history amongst African-American musicians and their traditions. And it just fosters a sense of our culture and heritage, which resonates like far and wide. Like, it's one thing, like, you have band, but it's like a lot of people just come just to see the band. Yes. And then after halftime, sometimes, most times, they leave. I mean, and it's cool, you have your supporters, but it's just like, it's always a sense of home, right? Homecoming is a sense of home where generations after generations have the opportunity to see, meet, greet people, reminisce, and things like that. But band is, you're always going to have more stories than ever. You always have your collegiate stories. You might have your football stories, but I will say, band, you will always have your top funniest stories ever, right? And you get to reminisce. But then also showcasing how you can diversify and manipulate and also showcase style and energy, right? You have an opportunity to just bring your imaginations and just paint a picture on the field, whether it's marching, bandsmanship, musicianship, even the dancing. It's just all one big thing. And I think that's the most impactful thing about it. And it's just a brand within itself, especially for HBCUs.
Considering that the first Black national president, Dr. Barry, was from Delta Alpha, what is his legacy? What does his legacy mean to you and your chapter?
On behalf of the chapter, and more so for me, Dr. Barry's legacy is a immense source of pride for us all at Delta Alpha. As the first Black national president of Kappa Kappa Psi, he paved the way for future generations to come, for them to demonstrate their leadership. And it can be taken in many forms. From the history that I read and from my understanding and the conversations I've had, his commitment to service and excellence, it inspired me really just to continue that legacy and just to continue to be active, engage brothers, and focus on community outreach and support. And also, like, it helped support my decision of becoming a lifelong member and a life servant on a national level, just to take charge. Even when it can seem like there is no direction, you make the direction. And that's one of some of the self-driven things that I've taken from his legacy and that I want to continue on with the heritage and the historic parts of Delta Alpha.
You mentioned, you know, your lifelong commitment to the fraternity. And so that kind of leads me to a question of how do the alumni of Delta Alpha stay involved and support the current chapter and the active brothers?
Man, the Delta Alpha alumni are just incredible supporters. It's just, they're amazing. They're amazing in many different ways. And I'll say that different ways as in the different generations, I would say, of them. They all have one common goal, and that's long live Delta Alpha, right? And it's just everybody bring their expertise, their experiences together to ensure that we continue to support with mentorship programs, attending chapter events, contributing financially to our initiatives. Again, homecoming is one of the best times where they come and share. We can close the gap from undergrad brothers to graduate brothers. I love it because I'm able to receive advice and they can give constructive feedback, which also strengthen our bonds on the personal and professional level. Closing the gap with undergrad, ensuring that we help support them in their journeys and in their way. And then also to know that majority of the inner city schools in Oklahoma City and Tulsa are either Delta Alpha brothers and or members who marched in Langston University Marching Pride Band. So it's just a sense of community. So it's like a forever homecoming. Like recently, one of our Delta Alpha alumni brothers, Jason Morgan, hosted a Battle of the Bands at Frederick A. Douglass High School. And majority of the brothers, or majority of the band directors were all either Delta Alpha, Kappa Kappa Psi, or marched in Langston band, if not more so been around it, or marched in some type of HBCU band. So again, it's just rinse, wash, repeat, like this over and over again. So it's like the current band members in high school know current band members who are in college, who also know the current alumni members. So it's just a recycled support system. And I love it with the recruitment to make sure that, you know, the band culture stays alive, the musicianship carries on. We learning new things, we sharing old things, and it is awesome. Like, it's really awesome and really pleasing to see, especially when other people who have ideas or want to start bands in areas like a charter school, my school, we have a band that we just started and they come over and support. So I just love to see it. And then again, understanding the grassroots process of things and just helping it watch it grow and flourish.
And as an alumni, what advice would you give to other brothers who want to make a meaningful impact on their chapter and or the fraternity as a whole?
To all new brothers, my advice would be to immerse yourself fully in the fraternity values. Like, seriously, build relationships. Be open to learning from your brothers, older brothers in your current chapter, and also the alumni brothers. Find ways to serve your community, your band, and also make meaningful impact. Start being more engaged. And show genuine care for your chapter and the members of your band.
So I have a question, kind of on the idea of like legacy and community and alumni. 1957 was not that long ago in respect to a lot of things. Have you met any of the original chartering members?
Yes, I met him a few years ago, and it was like a one-of-a-lifetime experience. And they honor him. Some of the older alumni brothers honor him. Really exciting just to be a part of that history, if not just to even know that history, to be able to shake that person's hand. And it's just like, wow, because of you, you understood and the reasoning and the purpose, and you implemented it, and kept steadfast with that, right? And you're the reason why Delta Alpha exists today.
Okay, so this is some requires a little bit of reflection, and unless you probably are prepared, but if you could describe the Delta Alpha chapter in one word, what would you choose and why?
If I had to describe Delta Alpha chapter in one word, the word would be, I was going to say drum roll, so you still playing the drums.
It would be drumline.
It would be resilient. Resilient. Delta Alpha has faced many challenges through brotherhood and collaboration. They've continuously come together to support one another in our community for our band. And that resilience defines who we are and what we stand for as the first Black chapter. Just overcoming many challenges. And just ensuring that we just continue to do what's needed, staying active, making sure that even if it's a step show, serving the band, or coming back to give to the band, tomorrow is always a new day and the sun always rises. So we just continue to move forward.
Nice. I love that. That's a good choice. And as we further celebrate Black History Month, what message or messages do you wish to share with any listeners about the importance of recognizing and preserving the Black history in music and fraternity life?
I would say for Black History Month, I want to emphasize on the importance of recognizing and preserving our history through music and fraternity life. Our story here at Delta Alpha is very vital. We celebrate and try to contribute to Black musicians and the leaders within our organization like Kappa Kappa Psi and outside of Kappa Kappa Psi. By sharing our history, I would say we try to inspire generations to continue the legacy and excellence of serving. So that pretty much defines us, who we are.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right. So since we finished all the, you know, main questions that we wanted to ask you, we like to do this fun little fast round with our interviewees. It's just a quick rapid fire section just to kind of get to know you. You can kind of just answer with one word, but you can expand if you want to. And if you don't have an answer, that's totally okay. All right, let's see what we've got. Okay. So what is your favorite color?
Green.
Okay. And your favorite food?
My favorite food is fried potatoes and onions.
Okay. Do you have a favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero is Batman.
Nice. Where did you go on your last vacation?
My last vacation, I went to... where did I go on vacation? Las Vegas.
All right. Do you prefer calls or texts?
Text.
Okay. What is your favorite section in the band?
The drumline.
What is your go-to coffee or tea order?
Green tea.
All right. What's your favorite halftime show that you've ever seen or performed in?
Favorite halftime show has to be Ohio State. I love their halftime shows. Ohio State Marching Band. Outside of that,
good one.
It would have to be Langston University's halftime homecoming show 2005. Top tier ever.
Awesome.
Write that down.
And then, write it down. YouTube that later. All right. And then the last one we have is, what is, in your opinion, the best song to step or stroll to?
Oh, it has to be Wipe Me Down by Lil Boosie. It's the best one to stroll to. It has to be. It's like literally the national HBCU, KKSI, Stroll Anthem is Wipe Me Down by Boosie.
Write that down.
The stroll is called EX, to be exact.
All right, Tori, you got the next one since I'm you now. What's new here? Come on, you guys know this about me. I type these things and then I read them and I'm like...
For our final rapid fire question, you are our third interview, and our very first interview was with President Ko. The question we asked him was, what was his favorite condiment? He said ranch. What is your favorite condiment, and why?
My favorite condiment is ketchup. And I just don't like, I don't like mayo or mustard like that. Only like the scream mustard because of Kendrick Lamar song, but
we'll insert a little ketchup. Clip.
Yeah, you gotta put ketchup.
Oh, I love that.
That's perfect. The best answer, the easiest answer. David, thanks so much for joining us today too. I know it was a bit to get us to find a time that worked, so it's been great talking to you. Did you want to share anything, like your personal information, like email or social media, if there were any brothers that wanted to connect with you?
For sure. My email is dduppislissis@gmail.com. All social medias is my last name, Duplissis, Duplissis. And yeah, I'm willing to connect with brothers and, you know, share like interests.
Awesome. Do you also, for your LAA, do you guys have social medias as well that you would want to share?
We're currently working on our social media. That's one of our goals right now. But I know the undergrad has the Delta Alpha social media on Instagram. We're currently creating an Instagram account ourselves so we can just show the world what we're doing and just modernize everything.
Before we wrap up the episode, we have a few quick announcements. We would like to remind everyone that we are entering election season for both Kappa Kappa Psi and the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association. We are proud to announce that we have 13 outstanding candidates for the Alumni Association Board of Directors. To stay updated on the elections, we invite you to visit the elections tab at kksiaa.org. Voting begins on May 1st, so if you haven't renewed your membership yet, be sure to do so soon. Additionally, we'll be featuring the candidates on The Tempo throughout April, so keep an eye out for those episodes.
A huge thank you to Brother David Duplissis, Chair of the Delta Alpha Alumni Association, for joining us today. As always, we'd like to extend a special thanks to the National Alumni Association and Kappa Kappa Psi, National Honorary Band Fraternity, for making this podcast possible. We hope everyone has an amazing February. Happy Black History Month, and thanks for tuning in. Have a wonderful day, and as always, A.
E.
A.